keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
All right, well, it's almost high school sports time. And this week kicks off high school sports across the state. It's that time of the year, you know. While the Michigan High School Athletic Association exists to provide student-athletes with safe and fair competition, an old rule is getting in the way and getting some new attention from some places, causing friction. Michigan Talk Network reporter Katie Hyde takes a much closer look in this special report to kick off the high school sports season.
Michigan high school sports have a time-honored tradition. Join a team, do your best, and finish the season strong. Michigan High School Athletic Association Communication Director John Johnson said that tradition represents long-standing principles meant to protect Michigan student athletes.
State associations, like Michigan, were created back in the 1920s to stop proliferation. Events that purported to be national high school championships because of their exploitive nature of kids.
That's why MHSAA officials say they fight to make the pinnacle of every high school athlete's season be a state championship.
We don't want to become that same out-of-control monster that college athletics have become.
But that simple tradition has developed complications over the past 25 years with the advent of travel teams, ones where individual Michigan student athletes can fork out hundreds or thousands of dollars to join in the off-season and compete with nationally all year long. The only catch? MHSAA rules prohibit student athletes from going as a team to those national competitions.
It affects individuals. They can participate as unattached. In other words, running as themselves or running for a track club or wrestling club.
In sports like soccer, volleyball, basketball, and baseball, where travel team options for student athletes are plentiful, it's not much of a problem. But in more individualized sports like wrestling, track, or cross country, where travel teams don't exist, the MHSAA rule prohibiting competing nationally as a team is more of a hurdle. Some athletes get around that rule by participating in indoor clubs, but that's not an option for everyone.
We compete hard and train hard all year.
That's Allstate cross country and track runner Ben Jacobs. The Corunna High School junior says he's earned the right to compete against the nation's elite runners, but the existing MHSAA rule makes it tough.
Our young athletes have earned the privilege to go compete at these meets, and I still don't understand why MHSAA is saying that we can't go and improve ourselves with that experience and competition and also put Michigan on the map more.
Running is something Jacobs' family knows well. His brother is Noah Jacobs, winner of last year's Division II cross-country state meet, who earned a full scholarship and will spend his next 4 years running at the University of Wisconsin. Their mother, Diane Jacobs, says running at national races helped her oldest son up the ante.
Just to be with better competition. When you run in your own state and you're winning the majority of races in your own state, you can only push yourself mentally so far. You need to get where you're seeing, oh, kids are better. I'm a fish in the ocean here.
So why all the friction if the rule has existed all along? It starts almost 2 years ago when the Northville High School cross-country girls sprinted their way through Nike Regionals as a club. Northville notified the school and the MHSAA, so there was no problem, or so they thought. But when they qualified and prepped for national competition as a club, MHSAA put on the brakes.
There is no reason they shouldn't be. They followed all the rules. They didn't use school funds. They didn't use school team uniforms. They didn't use team transportation. They didn't do anything wrong. They were forming as a club.
That's Nancy Smith, and she should know. The 17-year veteran of the Northville girls cross country team watched as her runners who competed in that Nike race were forced to sit out a handful of meets in 2015, even though they had earned approval from the state. Smith called MHSAA's rule archaic and said it puts the state's runners at a disadvantage.
They were working in the past. College coaches like to see them on an even playing field with the other best athletes from around the United States, and we're not allowing our athletes to be that level.
Fast forward to this past June, right before one of those national races where many Michigan runners were scheduled to take part, the MHSAA tweeted out, a reminder of their long-standing rule, and it got many running coaches fired up once again. In this case, some say the haves and the have-nots Johnson mentioned to me in our interview appeared to be the state's runners versus everyone else. Jason Beldega, longtime boys track coach at Corunna High School, doesn't understand.
Kids that are going, playing basketball AAU tournaments and volleyball AAU tournaments, they are getting around the rule on a weekend basis. Runners, for whatever reason, Michigan's kind of been hampered at the national level.
Is MHSAA interested in changing their rules? It depends on who you ask. Johnson told me yes.
If there's a school or a league and conference, or if the Track Coaches Association as a group wanted to propose a change to the rules, they work with the association to make that happen.
Other coaches around the state told me they find that hard to believe based on previous conversations with MHSAA. Carrie Hamill, the Shepherd Girls cross country and track coach, is also the media and communication representative for the Michigan Track Coaches Association. Hamill says,
so I think if any change is going to happen, it would have to be something that kind of distinguishes that. But generally, the MHSA has not been a fan of saying, you know, these sports can do these things, but other sports can't. If all of a sudden track and wrestling and cross country can do national stuff, but baseball, basketball, and football can't, then those coaches are going to be complaining.
And that's not all. Less than 2 weeks ago, MHSAA posted a blog, once again drawing a line in the sand, saying, quote, before anyone dismisses these thoughts as archaic sentimentalism, it should be noted the pioneering leaders of schools and school sports in Michigan were bold, cutting-edge administrators far ahead of their time in many ways. But for runners like Dakota Hunley, who will represent Corunna for a third year, running against the best, whether it be in Michigan or elsewhere, revolves around more than just bragging rights.
We don't get the exposure. We don't get the competition level like other states would. Really, it just limits our exposure to the rest of the nation as far as colleges go.
And if you ask Nancy Smith, the best thing for Michigan's high school athletes is clear.
They're going to compete at that national level either with or without their team. They want to be with kids who they run with all the time. So why not let them?
For this MTN News special report, I'm Katie Hyde.
All right, Katie, thank you for that. And you know, you need to have equal rules out there. That's just seems to me to be common sense. You need to have equal application of the rules across the state. Of course, high school football and two-a-days started already. I'm going to guess they have so much going on now as fall sports get started. I saw this other article, though, and it brought to mind as we head towards the end of summer, you need to be very careful out there. In Clare County just a couple of days ago, a woman killed when she was thrown off a tubing. You know, she was tubing on a lake there in Clare County. Sand Lake in Clare County, thrown from the tube, collided with a boat. The boat that was pulling her also collided with another boat. Just reckless behavior, you know, so innocent fun, tubing on a lake, enjoying the late days of summer. You've got to be careful out there. You have got to be careful. You got to keep your eye on the boats around you and everything is going on. It caught my attention. I made me think, you know, cause we go tubing all the time with the kids and so forth. And yes, sometimes I'm back there because, well, I'm nutty that way. But sometimes I'm back there, but you just have to be very careful. This part of the program brought to you by the Great Lakes Justice Center, seeking to be the voice of those that have no voice out there when it comes to common sense issues. To find out more, greatlakesjc.org, greatlakesjc.org, a great partner here with the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.